The question I would ask you right now that I ask myself, that you need to ask yourself is, can you trust you? Can you trust you to deliver on the things that you say you're going to deliver on? Can you trust you to show up? Can you trust you to be able to carry the weight that you're supposed to carry? Can you trust you to be able to stay loyal to the vision, to be able to stay loyal to the mission?
Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it.
Hey, yo, what up, y'all? I am excited to share this with you. I could sing a song right now. Like, I could do backflips right now. I can do all of that. The Straight Up Podcast is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard it right. I told you, this year, I am not playing. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, impact to the world, purpose to the world, and to support shows and brands that we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go subscribe to his show. His name is Brendan Bruchard. I know y'all know Brendan. If you don't know Brendan, you're about to know Brendan. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brendan. Brendan is a thought leader, changer. He is an OG in this space. He's helped my life so much. I could talk about Brendan for 3 hours. Just go listen, and I promise you, your life will never be the same. Again, it's called Motivation with Brendan. Go subscribe today and watch how your life is impacted.
Hey, yo, Trent here. Before we get started on this legendary episode, I gotta let you know about two epic things that are going on. I gotta do better with this because y'all be like, Trent, you ain't let me know. I'm letting you know. If you're a person that is struggling with moving on with your life, moving on from a relationship, moving on from a friendship, moving on from a job, moving on from a dream, this is for you. It is here, and I'm super proud of it. The art of moving on. I'm gonna be real with you. Moving forward is inevitable, but moving on is optional. A lot of people, everybody moves forward with their life, but not everybody moves on with their life. If you're tired of being controlled by your past, if you're tired of being controlled by that situation that's no longer a part of your life, go to www.rehabuniversity.com. ASAP, right now, okay? We are about to start the Art of Moving On course experience program, but I gotta be real with you, it is limited. So do not wait on this life-changing experience. Also, a lot of you have been asking about this. We've been sold out, we have a waiting list, but the Protect Your Peace retreat is now available again. The next retreat is November 1st through November 4th, in Broken Bow, Oklahoma, which is my sanctuary of peace. It is beautiful. It's a hidden gem in America, but it is very limited. I limit this retreat because I want to be able to connect with you. I want you to be able to connect with me. It's a very small group, but it's very powerful. The last group that went, they said, Trent, we've been in retreats. This is the best one we ever been to. Other retreats charge 10 times more than you, but we got 10 times more value here. My life has changed forever. So if you're ready to take your life to the next level, if you're ready to protect your peace, if you're ready to make the world respect your greatness, come join me in Broken Bow. Go to www.rehabuniversity.com and sign up right now. All right, let's get into this episode.
And so I want to talk about three things today that I share with people that I want to share with you. Whether your team is your family, whether your team is your business, whether your team is your company, whether your team is your sport, I want to share these simple three things that you can always check in with to make sure that you're being the best for your team and your teammates are being the best for you and the team. Number one, okay, every team, every teammate, yourself, you need to have accountability. And I know this seems like a simple thing, but the question I would ask you right now that I ask myself, that you need to ask yourself is, can you trust you? Can you trust you to deliver on the things that you say you're going to deliver on? Can you trust you to show up? Can you trust you to be able to carry the weight that you're supposed to carry? Can you trust you
to be able to stay loyal to the vision, to be able to stay loyal to the mission? Can your teammates trust you? Can your coworkers trust you? Can your partners trust you? Accountability is everything when it comes to the team. Because I'm going to tell you right now, where there is incredible, awesome, where there is over the top accountability, I'm going to tell you that right now, that team will become legendary. That team becomes legendary because everybody is doing their part. But the problem that we often have is that we like to point fingers at other people not doing their part, and we don't check ourselves. A lot of times we like to point at other people's flaws and mistakes and what they're not doing. We become blind to what we're not doing. And a big part of accountability, I was just telling a basketball team, NCAA Division I basketball team this other day. In order to be able to call someone out, you have to make sure that you're the reflection of what you're calling somebody out on. What do I mean by that? If you're trying to call somebody out on not being consistent, the question is, are you consistent? If you're trying to call somebody out on, you know, having the purpose of the team bigger than themselves, do you have the purpose of the team bigger than yourself? Because the problem that often happens with teams, and I'll tell you this, the problem that often happens with teams is that a lot of times we are preaching what we're not practicing. It doesn't mean that you have to be perfect, my friend. It doesn't mean that you have to, you know, do everything right and everything you say, you do it to perfection. But the question is, are you accountable to doing or trying to do the best job you can do with what you're preaching to other people? Because someone is not going to respect you. Your teammate is not going to respect you. Your kids ain't going to respect you. Your spouse ain't going to respect you, right? Your partners ain't going to respect you. Somebody is not going to respect you when they can't see in you what you're trying to preach to them. Let me say this again. They are not going to respect you, listen to you, take what you're saying for anything if they can't see in you what you're trying to preach in them. And that is a big problem with teams, because it's like, you can't tell me what to do if you ain't doing it. So make sure that you're accountable to being the example that you want to see in other people. Okay, so number one is accountability. Every team needs it. Every teammate needs it. You need it. Number two, I teach this to my team and other teams. You got to have dependability. And the question that I ask myself, that you should ask yourself every single day, can my team depend on me? When the pressure is on, can my team depend on me, right? When the stakes are high, when inconvenience shows up, when hard times show up, because it's easy when it's going great, when struggles show up, when we're not hitting our certain marks, when we're down by 10, when we're going through a losing streak, when we're going through a storm, can my team depend on me to still show up? Can my team depend on me to deliver in the midst of pressure? You know, I always say this about peace. I was watching this particular basketball team, and the intensity turned up at practice. And when the intensity turned up, a lot of mistakes happened. And I told him, I said, you know what? When that intensity turned up, I saw some of you that made mistakes, but I also saw a few of you still operating grace. You didn't allow the outside intensity to control your internal self. You see, peace is that. Peace doesn't mean chaos doesn't exist. It means that you don't allow the chaos to steal the calm inside of yourself. So can you depend on you? Can your teammates depend on you? Can they go to you? Are you a go-to person? Do you want to be that go-to person? Do you want the ball, right? On fourth down, as I like to say. Game 7, last shot. Do you hide from the moment? Or do you own the moment? Do you want the moment? Do you scream for the moment? Do you plead for the moment? Do you pray for the moment? Do you say, put it all on me? I prepare for this. I prepare my whole life for this. I prepare every single day, because this is the truth about preparation. I tell my kids that I coach this every single time we go out of practice. The game will expose your preparation. The moment will expose your preparation. The struggle will expose your preparation. The hard times will expose your preparation. How you prepared will be exposed when your number is called. Can people depend on you? And how you become dependable is you make sure that you're preparing yourself, You make sure you're educating yourself, and you make sure that you're putting in the work so when that obstacle shows up, you're prepared for that obstacle. So number two is dependability. And number three, I say this with every single team, man. Every team has to have accountability. Every team has to have availability. Accountability was number one. Every team has to have availability. And availability is simply this. Can your teammates depend on you to be there? Right? Are you going to be there when they need you? When times are hard, are you going to be that shoulder to lean on? When people are going through their silent battles, are you going to be the ear or the voice that they need to be able to find comfort in the midst of their storms? Because when a team becomes a family, when a team cares for each other as they want to be cared for, that team becomes unstoppable. When a team develops a certain meaning on why they do what they do. If you ever watched a person, right, they just operate at a different level. You're like, I don't know what they're doing it for. I don't know who they're doing it for, but they just doing it different. You can tell they fighting for something. They living for something different. They just doing it different. It means something different. Legendary teams, legendary people, they have a different meaning on why they do what they do. When the meaning is strong enough, the struggle, the strength, the struggle, the losses, the setbacks will never be great enough. So the question I want to ask you, and maybe you bring this to your team, is what does it mean? What's the meaning of why you're doing what you're doing? Maybe you're a part of a big company. You have your own little small, you know, piece of the company, your own team inside the company. There's teams that I've seen inside companies, they just operate different because they developed a different meaning. Read the book, Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. You will see why he survived the Holocaust. Because he found meaning in his pain. He found meaning in that hard time. So the thing that I got to tell you right now is when you develop a different meaning on why you do what you do, and your team develops a different meaning on why they do what they do, that's when you become unstoppable. That's when you don't just inspire people, but you impact people. That's when you don't just motivate. You don't just make temporary change. You create lasting change. You can create change that lasts forever because you understand the mission, you understand the vision, and you understand just how much that means to you. You know, when you see a team, and I can speak about my team, the reason we've been able to impact millions across the world for the last 13 years, because it's not just a motivational company. It's not just some type of, you know, fad. It's not just some business. For me, this is purpose. It's deeper than analytics. It's deeper than some numbers. It's deeper than a P&L. It's deeper than some followers. It's deeper than some recognition. It's deeper than a blue check by my name. It's deeper than all of that. It's a purpose. It's a calling. And me and my team, we're not big. I'll tell you right now, I've said this before. A lot of times we get it confused. We think we need a whole bunch of people to be a part of a team to make impact in this world. Strength isn't always shown in numbers. But strength is always shown in loyalty. Strength is always shown in alignment. Strength is always shown in meaning. Strength is always shown in camaraderie. If you got two people that are in alignment, you got enough. If you got 10 people that are in alignment, whew, you pack a powerful punch. But a lot of us, we get it confused. We think we need this huge team. It's not about the numbers. It's about the meaning. It's about the alignment.
And me and my team, rehab time means so much that in the midst of struggle, in the midst of setback, nothing holds us back because we understand exactly what we're fighting for. We understand the big picture. Even when nobody else understands it, nobody else sees it, even when it seems impossible to us sometimes, we still understand the big picture. Even when we feel like we're losing a battle, we still understand that we're going to win the war. And so when your team understands the power of accountability, understands the power of dependability, and understands the power of availability, you become legendary. Your team becomes legendary. Y'all become unstoppable. But like I tell you in every single video, it all starts with you. Share this if you feel this. Show your team this. It's time to stop sleeping on your life, man. And it's time for you to live in purpose and live in meaning. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Straight up.
My mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. Yeah, look, through life struggles, all we seeking is peace. It's in my head and my belief. Most of us feel the same, but it's something that's hard to reach. Not a subject they don't teach, and it's deeper than just sitting with a drink by the beach. Cause I'm learning in life, ooh. It's keeping calm when adversity strikes. It's when you working and you earning your stripes. It's showing love, that's a word of my haters. I deal with life by slowing down out in nature, taking walks on my own, talk to God. And yes, Lord, I thank you. It's when you can't find many reasons, but you still being grateful. Might be viewing it wrong, stop making peace such a heavy thing. Start looking within, try loving everything.
I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace.
The world might try to take it, your job might try to take it, your girl might try to take it, but God always embracing your flaws and your pain and your hurt. Protect your peace, but it's gonna take us some work. Cause what I'm knowing now, it's not always about speeding up. Sometimes we gotta slow it down. Everything that's going up eventually is going down. Embrace it all, ain't no secrets. To me, finding joy in the darkness, that's what peace is. So we can run or just acknowledge the storm. I don't trip, cause this will pass, keeping calm in the storm. Knowing on the other side, the sun rays bring a blessing. So hold on to your faith and please protect it.
I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace. I clear my mind and I protect my peace. See, the more I climb, I still protect my peace. And the more you seek, you must protect your peace. Cause the more you'll find, so protect your peace.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day. The world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success. Not that short stuff. Long-term, lasting change, well-being, and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Stage Mindset Journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day 2. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it.
Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real. No kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.